You don't have your thing?
Well, I have my thing, but I don't have
your You don't know where that is. Well, let's keep looking for it. I think we can find it. Maybe we should try this. Tom Karkel in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast for today. We're going to be partly cloudy. There is a chance for a shower. We will have a high around 76 degrees. Temperature-wise, around the southeast Wisconsin area, we start things out in Kenosha, where the reading at this hour is 68 degrees. 67 right now in Burlington. Milwaukee, 68. Also 68 in Racine. Racine police had a handful of people detained at one point last evening from what appears to have been some kind of a civil dispute involving a business around the 1500 block of Summit Avenue, and during which at least one shot was fired in the air. The 911 call of gunfire and a possible hostage situation led to a slew of officers being deployed to secure that area and to try to figure out what was going on. Several observed in tactical gear, weapons to match. Eventually, two men and a woman came out of one building near the former Haben Manufacturing Complex, which had been a focal point for the police. They were interviewed, as were two other men, later on. The investigation of the situation continues. Kenosha police say the death of a man whose body was found decomposing inside of a home in the 300 block of 59th Place has now been ruled a homicide. The department not releasing identification of the victim, however, but notes that the body was in advanced stages of decomposition, which has made that process even more difficult. A neighbor says the man was her landlord and that police had told her the man she knew as Michael had been shot several times. Anybody with information is being asked to call the Kenosha Police Department's Detective Bureau at 262-605-5203 or Kenosha Area Crime Stoppers at 262-656-7333. Well, the number of people arrested at the Country Thunder Music Festival last week was about on par with recent years. That according to the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department. 25 adults, 4 juveniles arrested on state charges that included disorderly conduct, battery to a law enforcement officer, and resisting. One adult arrested on a substantial battery charge. No state residents got citations for underage drinking, but a dozen from some other states did. A total of 255 county ordinance citations were also issued. Overall, officials say the event went smoothly this year. Well, for the 25th consecutive year, various venues around eastern Racine County are going to be hosting National Light Out activities, all coming up next Tuesday evening.
The event will kick off with a ceremony at First Evangelical Lutheran Church at 728 Villa Street at 4 p.m. State and local officials, along with representatives of public safety organizations and Neighborhood Watch, will announce the official start of the festivities before leaving for the various neighborhoods, community centers, and other venues hosting events. And SC Johnson has stepped up with a donation of 3,000 bottles of Off Spritzers to help keep mosquitoes from ruining the fun. The Off donations will be available to all registered event planners when they pick up their goodie bags. National Night Out encourages neighbors to give neighborhood crime and drugs a going-away party by coming outside, celebrating neighborhood camaraderie, and taking a unified stand against crime. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
A felony charge has been filed against the driver of an SUV that was involved in an accident with a motorcycle July the 5th. 57-year-old Liana Reyes Medic has been charged with knowingly operating a vehicle without a valid license, resulting in great bodily harm. Reyes Medic accused of turning in front of a motorcycle to get into a driveway on the 200 block of North Memorial Drive. That motorcycle operator suffered some serious injuries to one of her feet. Reyes Medic also issued citations for operating minus a license and making an improper turn. She'll be in court on the charges next week. Count the number of times you open and close your garage door during a given day, then multiply that number by several additional vehicles covering 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year. And you can perhaps understand why the Mount Pleasant Finance Legal License Committee is recommending almost $63,000 be spent on replacing two metal roll-up doors for the police department.
I'm going to say instead of 2 or 3 years on a door, realistically we'd be looking at 7 to 10 before we'll be back here again.
That's Village President Jerry Garski noting the original doors to the PD side of the newly constructed campus at the time were not recommended as a cost-saving move, and the current doors were a replacement after only about a year.
These are built stronger. Yeah, I do think it's quite a healthy jump from what it is, but I do know what it costs to put doors on a building. I think the village should really look at this.
The company that quoted almost $63,000 for the two steel roll-up doors, also offering 5 years of free maintenance. A lower quote of $27,000 includes 2 years on maintenance. The village board will vote on the door replacement and some other pressing issues this afternoon during a special meeting. The Racine County Fair means food, rides, entertainment, and merchandise to many people. It's also the culmination, though, of hard work by a lot of young people to display their animals and bakery, quilts, and many other projects in the various buildings on the grounds in Union Grove. UW Extension leader Bev Baker telling the county board this week about a communications project from last year that's led to creation this year of the Racine County Fair app.
Last year, Britta Anderson, who also was a 4-H'er, she served as our summer 4-H intern and worked on a communications project with Tracy Struther, who is our 4-H youth development educator. And it was to help fairgoers understand more of what all goes on with these 4-H projects. Because you could walk through and you think, oh, that's no big deal, but there's a whole lot that goes on throughout the year.
Baker said the phase one effort of the 4-H'ers last year taken over by another program participant, and the app's creation became reality. Says the app provides all kinds of information that fairgoers can have to navigate Old Settlers Park these final days of the county fair. The app also with extension offerings can help people with their daily lives. She mentioned they have 4-H ambassadors also providing some of the behind-the-scenes doings at the fair. The Racine County Fair running through Sunday night. The big-name entertainer, of course, tomorrow night, the legendary Ted Nugent, who also played the grandstand a few years ago. Mount Pleasant Day last year, well-attended community gathering on the Civic Campus, brought out government, business, residents, put them all together in a kind of relaxed atmosphere. There had been plans for a repeat of the event this year. One of the leaders of that effort, Anna Marie Clausen, though, was defeated in the spring election. And as a result, Village President Jerry Garski says there will not be a Mount Pleasant Day this year, but there are plans to bring it back in 2017. Wisconsin State Patrol Superintendent Stephen Fitzgerald will be stepping down August the 5th after 5 years at the helm. He was appointed by Governor Walker in February of 2011, not long after son Jeff became Speaker of the State Assembly, and another son, Scott, took leadership control in the Senate. Jeff Fitzgerald then left the Assembly in 2012 to run unsuccessfully for the U.S. Senate and then became a lobbyist, a move that led to Racine County's Robin Voss becoming Speaker of the Assembly. Road construction funding, that's on the mind of Assembly Majority Leader Jim Steinke, who says lawmakers need to look for savings to deal with a $1 billion shortfall, but says they'll also have to consider other options like raising taxes or fees, something he says the people should know about.
Be honest with people and show them what the problem is and work with them to find a solution, because in the Assembly, we're looking to fix this long term to make sure that our infrastructure is safe and reliable and serves economic development needs of the state.
Governor Walker opposing, of course, increased taxes or fees without a corresponding reduction elsewhere in the budget, but Steinke says it's really too early to rule out any possibilities. Oh, and the state DOT is reminding anybody heading up to Lambeau Field Sunday for the Packers Family Night events. I-41 and adjacent roadways from Oneida Street north to Linville Road in Brown County are under construction. 41, Highway 172, and I-43 could experience significant backups, they say, near the stadium. Could the all's well the I-41 interchanges at Oneida Street? Highway 172 and I-43, the barrier walls, orange barrels, narrow lanes, all going to be affecting travel up there. The project construction with Ashland Avenue through DePere and Ashwaubenon, also some increased traffic congestion is expected. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. We keep our newscast in the local news section. At WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.